I can tell you with 100% certainty that this has happened to me, and it is an awful feeling. When maybe you have a coworker or someone that you've worked around, or maybe, you know, you're just in a peer group with for a long time, and you're way past the point of asking them their name.
Yeah, you're like in too deep. And if you were to ask at this point, it's like, what the heck have you been doing?
Yeah, got a text message from a listener. How do I ask this girl I've known for months if her name is Aubrey or Audrey?
Oh, gosh.
Aubrey with a B or Audrey with a D.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's super awkward.
So I think what maybe we can do, are there hacks with how to approach this? I did kind of like just Google on, you know, line to see if anybody has any hacks for when you forget someone's name that you should know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the good ones that I came across was just say, hey, wait, what's your name again? And then they're like, Kelly. And then I'm like, oh, I mean, I know that. I meant your full name.
Oh, okay. All right. Blowing it off like, okay.
And then they say,
the last name I didn't know.
Oh, no, it's Kelly K. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. All right.
Tina from Shelbyville said, I introduce whoever I'm with and wait for them to introduce themselves to that person, which is normally my husband.
Oh, my gosh. That is legit.
Yeah.
My go-to.
Yeah, me too.
If I'm with my wife, and especially if maybe they've met before, even I still go that route.
I'm like, still say, you remember my husband?
I'm like, hey, I don't know if you guys have met or not. This is Elizabeth, and Elizabeth's like, hi, and then he'll be like, hi, I'm Brad, and I'll be like, Brad, yes, Brad.
Yeah,
you know, Brad.
Yeah.
And I go way back. We've worked together for 10 years.
Listen, it is not unusual for you to be in the same building with people. We've had interns for, what, 2-3 months at a time, and you still could not remember their name to save your life.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a thing.
And there are some people like Alex who's texting in and saying, hey, in the age of social media, look them up if they haven't seen you yet or on social media. And it's like, well, if you don't even know their name, how are you going to go get that far? So, yes, I like the hack of introduce someone else to them and then just kind of sit and then hope that they give the name, you know?
Yeah. Well, somebody else texted, ask how to spell it. That can work unless their name is like Amy.
Yeah.
A-M-Y.
It's Ben. B-E-N. That's how you spell Ben. You spell Ben B-E-N. That's how you spell
Yeah.
I have not seen any other unique spellings of that word or that name. So,
yeah.
You know, I like the spouse or using the spouse. You know, that could be good. But going back to that one, I'm thinking I like the idea of that. That takes a little bit of guts, though, just asking them their name again. But then when they are confused and they tell you, then saying, oh, no, meant your full name.
Okay. But if you should know their full name, that can get you in trouble, too. Alex said, in this age of social media, look them up if they haven't seen you yet.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I was saying. If you don't know their name, you might not be able to like actually look them up on social media.
Unless you know you're friends with them. If you're not friends with them.
Oh, I like Amy's. Yeah. Amy says, do a greeting card. Just like walk around with a greeting card or like a just because card from everyone at the office and just have her sign it.
Right. Wait, and here's the other thing, too. I hate it if I get caught with saying nice to meet you, but then they're like, we've met before.
Well, yeah, that's why I always say nice to see you.
Yes, I do too. To avoid that, I'm just like, good to see you. Because then if I'm not sure if I've met them before, that I'm covered.
But, and it's always true because I am legit. I am always good. It is always good to see this person.
I think.
So.
Yes.
I don't know if you've got any other like hacks. Because I know we can all use it where when you forget someone's name and you should know it, like
yes.
The worst is just like, I, this, Because it's legit, like, you just keep digging yourself into a hole the longer it goes, because...
Yeah, you can't let it go that long.
I know.
If you are already, you should, like, by the second time you see them, if you don't know their name by heart, you need to fix it then.
Yeah.
Because then it's still acceptable, I think, if it's, like, the second time you've run into them. But if you are, like, months, years into interacting with them,
that's rough.
Nope, you're going to have to ask somebody
that's
else.
Rough. All right, so, yeah. If you've got any other hacks, that would be great. Again, helping our listener out here on 99.7 DJX. Maybe the better question is, how long have you put up with someone calling you the wrong name? for so long. It's 99.7 DJX. We were just talking about a listener who was like, hey, how do I ask this girl I've known for months if her name is Aubrey or Audrey? And so we've been kind of taking some hacks as to how you can get around, like, learning her name when you should already know it. One of the best being, hey, how do you spell your name again? But that could kind of backfire if you've got a simple name like Ben, which Megan did text us and say, listen, it could be B-Y-N, L-M-A-O.
Ben. Now, Aubrey, you could spell it a couple of different ways, or Audrey. Mm-hmm. You could do it like E-E. Or R-E-Y.
Right, right.
You know, there could be that could be a valid way to go with that one.
Yeah, so we get a text message from Hallie, and she said, my name is Hallie, kind of like Halle Berry, and I always get called Haley.
A girl
I've known for 8 years had apparently called me Haley since we met, and she finally called me Haley to my face, and I was just like, it's Hallie. She was more embarrassed than me because I've been correcting people my whole life. I guess she just never had to say my name to me for me to correct her in the past 8 years.
Eight years? Oh, wow.
Calling her the wrong name for 8 years.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's two L's. It's Hallie.
Oh, that is funny.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and I'll tell you this, too. So my husband goes by Michael. His mom told him when he was, you know, your name is Michael. It's not Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people still assume when they first meet him, you know, he'll say, my name's Michael. And they'll like, oh, nice to meet you, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then he'll have to say, it's
correct.
Michael.
Yeah, correct. Right.
And I used to think, that's kind of pretentious. But he's like, no, my mom said my name is Michael, and that's what I'm going with. I'm like, I get it now. I get it.
Raina says, my problem is that my daughter will ask, hey, who was that? As we're walking away from chatting.
Oh, and God.
I'll tell you later. You don't remember? And then make a filler until we get out of earshot and go, I can't remember.
Oh, well, see, that's when you introduce the daughter. You say, oh, this is my daughter.
Yeah. You know, and actually, Christy has a good suggestion, especially for our listener who originally reached out about Aubrey or Audrey. If you have an Outlook or a company directory, just start typing in like AU. And if there are titles or locations next to the Aubrey or Audrey's, then you know, you'll
very
be able,
good point. You'll
especially
be able to kinda, if, yes,
do
if
some
you work with someone.
Work. Yeah. Do
yes.
some detective work that way.
Or, yeah, check the phone list.
Yeah.
Yeah, the company phone list. You probably have that.
Bethany goes, well, my name is Bethany, and my husband called me Brittany for the first 2 months of our relationship. That's funny.
That's great.
I love it. All right. Well, hey, if you've got any other suggestions, you can. But I think you've got plenty to help you out of this maybe little situation that you find yourself in. So good luck with that.